Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. A bloodbath, election victory, Haitian immigrants, and see you later, alligator. It's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Ohio primary is tomorrow. And while the nomination for president is wrapped up, there's a big Senate primary for Republicans. Matt Dolan versus Bernie Moreno. Trump says Dolan is a weak rhino attempting to become the next Mitt Romney. He's so easily pushed around, this is Trump, so easily pushed around by woke left-wing lunatics that he renamed his family's baseball team from the Cleveland Indians to the Cleveland Guardians. Trump has obviously endorsed Bernie Moreno. But the most newsworthy moment from Trump's speech in Ohio on Saturday night is Trump used the word bloodbath, and the left ran with it. NBC News, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Trump was referring to the auto industry and China. He said, if I don't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath for the country because China is going to sell cheap cars in America and it's going to hurt the auto industry and the economy of our country. That was the context. Congratulations to the winner of a hotly contested election and a real shocker. Vladimir Putin has earned another 6-year term in power, 88% of the vote. It was a close one. He'll now be in power till he's 77. Longest serving dictator and leader in Russia since Stalin. It's worth noting that at least one of the reasons why he won by so much is because any opposition he faced is either dead, jailed, exiled, or barred from running. Bill Malugin says the Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl in Massachusetts came to the U.S. via a Biden administration parole program for Haitians. Allowed him to fly right into JFK from Haiti in 2023 with a 2-year parole grant. This program allows 30,000 people to fly into the U.S. and they're not considered illegal. It's a legal process. 138,000 Haitians have been brought into the U.S. since January of last year, and that number is about to get a lot higher since barbecue is now in control there. A man living outside Buffalo, New York, had a pet. Many people have pets. This pet just happened to be an 11-foot, 750-pound alligator. He would let neighbors get in his pool to pet the alligator. I don't know who on earth would want to do that. Well, the state took it away. Apparently, you can't own a giant alligator. I thought it was America, but you can't. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, spring has arrived early in the Northeast as another mild winter limps into the record books. Used to be you would get 2 months of pond ice on Long Island where urchins like me could play hockey and scarf down hot chocolate, the moms put in thermos. The winter then was frigid. This year, not one day of ice. It's global warming, of course, as temperatures are rising all over the world. I noticed President Biden did not spend any time on climate change last week, a top progressive concern. By the way, I watched Mr. Biden's State of the Union speech in South Florida, where it was 87 degrees on March 9th, 85% humidity. So it is getting hotter, and it's former climate czar John Kerry's fault for using private jets all over the place. In fact, I don't know any wealthy progressives who do not charter. George Clooney does. Biden's money man, Jeffrey Katzenberg, is a big jet. George Soros does not fly JetBlue. Hypocrites? Certainly. The cold truth about hot weather is there's nothing human beings can do about it unless we all decide to return to the 19th century. Warming is indeed in progress. Progressive people, and you're not going to stop it as long as folks need air conditioning. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Lloyd, why is Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado so dumb? Why would he resign if the Colorado primary potentially giving the seat to the Democrats? Because he doesn't like the Republican Party. Mr. Buck's not a Republican. That's why. He's sabotaging. Adana Pigego, Cox Creek, Kentucky. Can a future prosecutor take the evidence found by her and later decide to prosecute? No. Not unless new evidence arises. Nope. Can't investigate. The cycle has to be advanced. Peter Acker, Durham, North Carolina. I love your insights, Bill. Very concerned about the articles recently warning Biden will make all entering illegals eligible to vote this November. Peter, look, you know and I know that you are being lied to. You know you're being lied to on the internet. You know that anybody putting out an article like that is lying. Okay? Biden doesn't have that authority. It's not even close. That would be political suicide for him. He would never do it, number one, and the Constitution forbids it. So when you read something on the internet, even if it's a site you're sympathetic to, and they lie to you, it's just like the friend who unfriends you. Adios. Don't go back. Ron Labe, Maynard, Massachusetts. I know you like movies, Bill. I hope you see Cabrini. I've heard very good things about Cabrini. It's one of those independent films about a saint. And if I can, I will see it. But I've heard good things about Cabrini. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in the year 37 A.D., the Roman Senate crowned a new emperor. His brief reign will go down in history as one of the most depraved of all time. Here is the story of Caligula. Gaius Julius Caesar Germanicus was the third son of a renowned Roman general. Soldiers dubbed the boy Caligula, Latin for little boot, a reference to the strange uniform his parents made him wear. After the death of his family, the boy was adopted by Roman Emperor Tiberius. Caligula was 24 years old when he ascended to the throne. He soon became erratic, violent, and sadistic. The dictator was diagnosed with what doctors at the time called brain fever, some historians believing it may have been a brain tumor. Caligula immediately killed his closest advisors, then forced members of his own family to commit suicide. He terrorized members of the Senate. Under penalty of death, lawmakers were forced to run naked alongside Caligula's chariot. He often raped senators' wives as political retribution. The emperor had thousands of Romans murdered for absolutely no reason and often watched his victims being tortured before they were executed. When presiding over the religious sacrifice of a bull, Caligula pardoned the animal, then beat the priest to death with a hammer. The Roman elite had seen enough. On January 24th, 41 AD, Caligula went to the theater. On his way home, military officers forced the ruler into a dark alley where they stabbed him to death, much like Julius Caesar. Caligula was 28 years old. And here's something else you might not know. While remembered for his depravity, Caligula was instrumental in expanding the Roman Empire. Under his reign, Rome conquered new territories, including Great Britain, all the way up to Scotland, known as Hadrian's Wall today. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.